On Wednesday this week, more than 75,000 Kaiser Permanente healthcare workers went on strike. That included nursing staff, pharmacists, lab technicians, and other workers in states including California, Colorado, Oregon, Washington State, represented by a coalition of different labor unions. Meanwhile, nurses at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital in New Jersey have been on strike since August 4th, and their union reps were scheduled to resume negotiations with the hospital today. Here in Wisconsin, tensions between the UW Health Nurses Union and the hospital are rising again, a year after the two sides reached a deal over union recognition to avert a strike. We're taking a look at labor disputes in the healthcare industry. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What do you think about all this action by organized labor in healthcare settings? What questions do you have about negotiations, the tactics either side uses? And are you part of this story? Do you work in healthcare or healthcare management? What are you seeing? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Rebecca Given is an associate professor of labor studies and employment relations and co-director of the Center for Work and Health at the Rutgers University School of Management and Labor Relations. Rebecca, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start with this Kaiser strike. It's big, a lot of people involved. How significant is this particular three-day labor action?
It's really very significant. It's, we think, the biggest healthcare worker strike in U.S. history, 75,000 workers all over the country, primarily on the West Coast, but also places like the greater Washington, D.C. area. And it's workers in a lot of different job categories, not really very many nurses and not physicians, but almost everybody else. So social workers, dietary workers, all kinds of techs like respiratory techs, x-ray techs, lab workers, pharmacists. It's all kinds of workers. And it's really a massive, massive concerted action.
What are some of the main grievances of this wide variety of healthcare workers in this system?
These workers are basically upset about their inability to use the job because of insufficient staffing. They feel that too many workers have left. They're working short staffed. Some of them left because of, you know, the strain of working through the pandemic, but staffing issues were there even before that. And they want sufficient staffing. They want more staff brought on so that their jobs are actually manageable. They can provide the level of patient care that they know their patients need. And that means a significant effort being put into recruitment. It also, of course, means pay that allows them to recruit and retain good staff.
I've heard these concerns, as you mentioned, before the pandemic from a lot of healthcare fields and institutions. I mean, is it just the case that there aren't enough healthcare workers to go around and any particular provider is going to be facing the same problem as everybody else in the country?
Nurses in particular always have staffing concerns. It's not that there aren't enough nurses to go around. It's that nurses are burning out. We have thousands of nurses who are registered, who are certified in this country, who no longer want to either work as nurses at all or work at the bedside because they've simply burned out. And it's sort of self-perpetuating cycle because the more short-staffed your workplace is, the harder your job is, and the more likely you are to burn out and not be able to take it anymore. And that's a huge problem. There's also an issue with the way medical reimbursement works and the way hospitals do their budgets, which is that nurses are a cost. And so adding more nurses takes away from your bottom line. And even, you know, in nonprofit healthcare systems, they're very, very worried about the bottom line and they don't want to increase their costs by hiring more staff.
I want to look at another strike, not as many people involved, but duration here. It's been going on for a couple months, I think, pretty much just down the street from you at Robert Wood Johnson University Medical Center. I gather you've been following that pretty closely. What is going on there?
Yeah, 1,700 nurses have been on strike for over 2 months. They've been out of work. They've had their health insurance cut off. And they are very, very clear that they are striking for patient safety and specifically for enforceable limits on how many patients any individual nurse can be required to care for. It's not about money. It's about these enforceable staffing numbers. This is something that in some states, very few states, there's legislation around. In other places like New York State, nurses have successfully won it at the bargaining table, although in some cases that has required a strike. But at Robert Wood Johnson Hospital, it's a bitter, bitter strike right now. It's been going on for 2 months. They are at the bargaining table, so there's always a chance to resolve it. But they are in a huge fight over enforceable limits on the number of patients that any nurse can be required to care for.
We're talking to Rebecca Given, labor studies and employment relations expert and associate professor at Rutgers University, looking at strikes and labor actions in the healthcare industry, including the Kaiser Permanente strike of over 75,000 healthcare workers across several states. That's expected to conclude after today, for now. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have questions about labor actions, strikes in the healthcare field? Are you a nurse or other healthcare worker who's feeling what we've been talking about, that burnout, the insufficient staffing? Love to hear from you at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're talking about labor disputes in the healthcare field, including this week's walkout of more than 75,000 Kaiser Permanente healthcare workers of various kinds. Rebecca Given stays with us, associate professor of labor studies and employment relations, co-director of the Center for Work and Health at Rutgers University. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Rebecca, I want to bring this to Wisconsin now. We've had a long-running dispute here at UW Health. Nurses almost struck last year. Union laws changed in Wisconsin, especially for public employees. It complicates the situation a lot. Now there are concerns being raised by nurses. They held a press conference last month saying they don't like what they're seeing over the last year. From looking at this one from the outside, how does this fit into this wider picture?
I think the issues that are facing nurses in Wisconsin are the same issues that are facing nurses nationwide, which is that they need sufficient staffing and they need the ability to stay in their jobs. When nurses don't feel they can provide quality patient care, they leave. And that makes the work even more difficult for those who stay. And I think although there's complicated legal issues in the UW nurses case, what fundamentally it's about the ability to provide the quality of patient care that they're there to provide. And that's pretty much always the issue in these labor disputes for nurses.
Let's bring on a caller. Sue is with us in Milwaukee. Sue, hi.
Hi.
What did you want to tell us about, Sue?
My question is, I'm a nurse practitioner, and your guest said, well, first of all, we have a healthcare system here in Milwaukee that laid off, as soon as they took over, they laid off a lot of nurses because of the cost. And the guest speaker might understand that nurses are in a hospital 24/7, basically keeping it running. And I'm wondering why nurses are a cost, but doctors are not considered a cost.
Sue, thanks for the call and sharing your experience. Now, first of all, Sue, wondering, you mentioned, you know, nurses, hiring more nurses is a cost. Sue wonders if doctors are looked at the same way in these healthcare systems.
No, anyone who's received a healthcare bill knows that doctors bill separately. And so doctors sort of generate revenue for everything they do, whereas nurses are, you know, billed. And it seems cold to think of it this way, but this is how our healthcare system is, as part of the whole cost of being in the hospital. So if you have more nursing hours attending to you or fewer nursing hours, your hospital bill will not be higher. Same as if your food is better or worse, for example. That's all just part of the cost of being in the hospital, whereas doctors bill separately. And so from a hospital perspective, they're actually generating revenue.
And Sue also touched on an interesting point. Sue mentioned that there'd been an acquisition by another group. We see a ton of consolidation in hospitals and healthcare systems in Wisconsin, I think everywhere in the country. Is that driving some of these disputes and concerns, Rebecca?
Yeah, consolidation is a huge trend in the healthcare industry, and it's not necessarily changing the trend or the direction of things in terms of the challenges facing nurses and the way nurses are being overburdened. It's certainly there's a lot of data which suggests that from a patient perspective and from a payer perspective, consolidation is not good in the system.
Thanks again for that call, Sue, at 800-642-1234. Rebecca, looking at this list of labor actions we've been talking about or potential problems here in Wisconsin, do you expect to see more of this across the industry?
Absolutely. I think, successful strikes from the worker perspective tend to spread as other workers see what they can win by acting collectively. Of course, we don't know the outcome of the Kaiser strike or the New Jersey Robert Wood Johnson strike, but we have seen, for example, in New York State, nurses in two major hospitals went on strike and won those enforceable limits on how many patients nurses can be required to care for. And so when nurses elsewhere see their fellow nurses going on strike and winning something, they're much more likely to go on strike. So I think we can definitely expect to see more of this.
People might listen and say, okay, healthcare workers going on strike over concerns about, patient safety. They might worry, well, if nurses, for example, are going on strike, won't that put patient safety at risk?
Yeah, obviously, as anyone who is a nurse or knows a nurse knows, patient safety is always at the forefront. So they don't do this lightly. And in any case of a healthcare strike, the workers are required to give a 10-day notice period, and the hospital or the healthcare facilities is required to put a strong contingency plan in place. And in some cases, workers may, in fact, stay on the job if there's a particular patient concern. But most of the time when you talk to striking healthcare workers, they say, I didn't want to go out on strike. I didn't want to feel that I was leaving my patients. And ultimately, I felt that this was something I had to do for my patients.
And people might wonder, well, aren't there regulations saying, for purposes of patient safety, you have to have a ratio of however many nurses to patients? I'm guessing, given that this is an issue, there aren't those regulations, or they're pretty loose?
That's right. There's very little in place outside of the state of California and now Oregon. There are some guidelines. There are some states that have rules that you have to have either some reporting or you have to have a committee to look at staffing levels. But there's no federal law in place, and there's very little in the states. So yeah, it is surprising to some, but that law does not really exist nationwide.
Rebecca, we'll leave it there. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
That's Rebecca Given, Associate Professor of Labor Studies and Employment Relations and Co-Director of the Center for Work and Health at Rutgers University. We talked to her about some healthcare labor disputes around the country, including a massive strike at Kaiser Permanente that's expected to end for now after today.